Shabbos, we're in the parish of Bichtkenev. So we should see in Bichtkenev what happens if his Zohar wants to give Bichtkenev. So we have a Gemara Ksubas. The Gemara Shaila, when someone presents himself as the Kayin, can we believe him? So the Gemara says, depends what he does. So, well, for example, if he eats Truma, the Machlaikis in the Gemara, if someone eats Truma, does that mean that we can automatically assume he's a Kayin if he's seeing him eating Truma? Because he wouldn't eat Truma if he wouldn't be a Kayin. Or do we say, no, maybe he's willing to be either this or. So the Gemara says, what about if someone goes up to Duchen? So the Gemara says, on the one hand, the Isser itself is more kal than eating Truma, because it's only an Isser Aseh. On the other hand, the Gemara says, it's a chutzpah to go up with a Hasya to Duchen if you're not a Kayin, and therefore there's more of a sword. The Gemara has a whole shock of the Tayyus. The question is, so first of all, one thing it says clearly in the Gemara says that someone who's not a Kayin goes up to Duchen, he's Ivrin Aseh. And the Rash says, what's the essay? Rash says, Kay Savarchu, Atem Vloizarim, Vlav Haba Machal Aseh Aseh. So Rashi says, since it says in the Torah, Kay Savarchu is Beisrael, this is the way you should give a bracha to Kal Yisrael. The implication is that if you're not a Kayhein, there's an Isra Aseh for you to give. So this is a question that a number of we'll see Dacharinim deal with, that Luchayr is difficult to understand. Where do we see in the mitzvah of Kayin Sevarchu that there's an Isra on someone who's not a Kayin? For example, we know plenty of times there are mitzvahs that are specific to certain people. There are mitzvahs that are on grama, are miyuchad to anashim, and yet we say that the Isha is allowed to do a mitzvah say she is on grama. Certain ones it says she's not supposed to do. Tefillin, the place to say the Rishayim say she's not supposed to do, but generally speaking, Isha is allowed to do a mitzvah say she'en hazman, she has man grama. Even though it's not mechuyev, so why over here is there in Israel Aseh? So if you look later on in the Kuntres, you bring down the Chazon Ish says that actually the Aseh that you're over is Vikidashtai. It's on page Chof Ches in the Kuntres. The Chazon Ish says that the Aseh that you're over is actually not the Aseh of Kayis Varuch. Kayis Varuch is just what limits the mitzvah to Kahanim. But they say the Eiv is Kiddashtei, but that's that by a person presenting himself as a Kayin, he is negating the special status that Kahanim have.
You mean presenting himself as a Kayin? Let's say he's just doing it and he's not presenting as a Kayin.
So what he's referring to...
He has an Yisrael sign on his, you know, the Sefer Torah has a...
Right.
has a Yisrael sign on him.
Right. So, Eilachanim, here we're talking about where the person is doing it, presenting himself as a Kayin. Right, that's the Gemara's Oshayla is, can we assume based on the fact that he'd be Eidel Duchen that he's a Kayin for other Dinim as well? So that's a valid point. What happens if he's not doing it? We're going to get that in Mitzvah. So that's the Gemara in Ksubas. Then there's a Gemara in Shabbos. There, Biasi speaks about all the things that he did. And one thing he said is that when my friends told me to do something, I was never disagreed with them. And even though I know I'm not a Kayin, if they told me, I went up. So the obvious question is, I didn't see anyone speaks about this, why didn't you just tell them he's not a Kayin? I'm not sure. But that's what the Gemara says. So the first question is, Luchayra, it would seem very strange. The Gemara in Tzuba says that there's an Isser for someone who's not a Kayin to be Eilu Duchen. So there's no question that whatever Yasi did, Yizichar, there's a question, why... what was the problem with going up? But Zichar or Biasi wouldn't be Aver and Isser just because someone told him to be Aver and Isser. That's question number one we're going to have to deal with. The second question is that Taisus here says something that seems to be a pella. Taisus says, Lo yada ri ma Isser yesh bizar ha'ilu l'duchin. The ri didn't know what is there in the Zar going to duchin. Im loy mi shum brachol v'atala shalakanim amritayr levarch es Yisrael. Unless you say that he's being Ivan Isser Bracha Vatal. So, the obvious question that he says, what does he mean, Layodah Reed? So, Fushi Gemara. That's the first question we just asked. That, well, Shroud Yasi, there's Gemara that says Isser. So, Taisha should have that question. Why is Taisha asking? Well, he doesn't know what the Isser is if there's a Fushi Gemara. That's question number one. And Taisha says, and then the second question, what does Taisha mean, Imloy Mishum Bracha Vatal? So, there's two different Mahalchim And Dr. Karinim had an answer. The Yehuda really brings down, he says, it was a machloikis bein halayndim and his bismedrish. Does Taisus mean the bracha of Hashekishan and Tzvesa v'tzivonu? Hashekishan and Tzvesa v'tzivonu, v'tzivonu, v'varach sami shal ba'avo. The bracha of the Kahana make, which Bukhaira is a, only a takana drabbana and is not ma'akiv in the bracha. Or, in which case, zikr should be a bracha v'tali, if you know what Taisus' question was then. Then the other pshat that Yehuda brings down is, the question is Yivarechacha, if you're saying it as a bracha, is that a bracha vatal? In other words, generally we say that there's two isurim. There's Issa Shem Shalmayim vatal. If a person says Hashem's name in vain, he's over in Asay of Yireis Melekecha. If a person says, makes a bracha vatal, he's over Alav, Machaikish Rishonim, if it's Deraisa, or in the case of, or the Deraisa only Shua, and bracha is a Derabanan, but the Gemara says, someone the Ivrim says the bracha, says a bracha vatala, he's Ivr Lysisa, the Lav Lysisa. So now there the question is, you have the, that's only when you have a Nusach bracha. If you only say Shem Hashem vatala, that's the Isra Asay. So what exactly was, the Judah says, has a tzad to learn, the Tais question was, that if, when you say Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha, b'tayras bracha, since you're saying it as a bracha, would that already be considered b'chalal the isra of bracha levatol?
But it's a pasuk.
It's a pasuk, but you're not saying it as a pasuk, you're saying it as a bracha. Just like if you say, if you open up a Rambam where he says Hilchos Brachas, and you read the Nusach HaBracha in the Rambam, Pashtus, you're not over the isra of bracha levatol. But if you say it as a bracha, you are in this bracha vatala. So, because something is a pasuk, if it's also a bracha, it could be a bracha vatala if you're saying it as a bracha. So that, those are the two questions that we have to deal with, which is, number one, what's trying to be AC, how do you go connect the Gemara? And number two is, how could I say, doesn't know what the Isra is, l'chari, it's a Mefurshi Gemara. So there are a number of different approaches in the Mefarshim to answer this question.
Can you bring a raya from Baruch Atah Hashem Labeinu Chukecha that you can convert it to be benign, and surely you can convert it the other way also?
If you said Baruch Atah
Hashem
as
a bracha, and you convert it to Labeinu Chukecha, it works.
It works. So
the chayra, the reverse, should be true.
I hear for it. Could be. So the Ramah brings down this thesis. The Ramah who sees Kapai brings down this thesis. And he wants to he wants to give the following explanation. He says there's a difference on page Ches. There's a difference between if you're going with the Kahanim or you're going by yourself. The Gemara in Subis that says that a Zarnaisis Kapavasei is referring specifically to where the Tsar himself goes up and is Mevarech Birchas Kohanim. The Gemara in Shabbos with Rabbi Yaisi was talking about where there were other Kahanim, and Rabbi Yaisi was joining those other Kahanim, and there Taisus says he doesn't know what the Isser is. So that's what the Ramah says. So the question is, what is Pshat in this Ramah? What difference does it make if you're going up by yourself or you're going up with others? Either way, l'chayra, if there's an issa say to say Birchus Kohen, it's a say Birchus Kohen. So the Chasam Sefer, if you look at page Tezayin, he says the following pshat in this Ramah. He says the pshat is as follows. He says that the issa of going up to be Mevarech Birchus Kohen for a Zar is if he's going up as a Kohen, if he's presenting himself as a Kohen, and going up to Mevarech Birchas Kohanim. So what the Gemara means is as follows. What the Ramah means as follows. It comes out that really technically the distinction is not if you're the only Kohen or not, if you're going up yourself or not. But that's what practically the distinction is. This is as follows. He says if the Shliach Tzibur goes up and says Kohanim, and you're the only person in Shul who goes up, you are obviously presenting yourself as a Kohen. So if you're presenting yourself as a Kohen, then you are, or or there's two people go up, but they're both Yisraelim. They're presenting themselves as Kahanim. So therefore, they are, then what they're doing is that's the Isser. Masha'en king. If there's Kahanim there, and the Shiatsibs is Kahanim, and I go up to join them, me, I'm not a Kohen, by the way, then you are being over the you're not being over the Isser. So he explains as follows. He says, in order to be over the Isser, I say, you have to do everything that a Kohen does to be Mekayin the Mitzvah. For example, one of the things that it says is that if you do it quietly, the din of Birch Kness we call Rum. If you do it quietly, you're not Mekayin the Mitzvah. Who well, then if Yisroel would give the bracha quietly, he wouldn't be Mekayin the Mitzvah. The Bach says, for we'll see, that in order to Mekayin the Mitzvah, the Kohen has to be Nesi Kapayin, he has to pick his hands up. So therefore, if Yisrael does it without Nesis Kapayim, he's not Mekayin the Mitzvah. And therefore, if he says he's not, even I say, since a Kohen would do it that way, would be Mekayin the Mitzvah. So the Chassam Sefer says as follows: he says, since the Kriya is part of Ma'akiv the Mitzvah, it says Emor Lahem that the Kohen is supposed to be called up in order to do the Mitzvah. So therefore, he says as follows. If you're going up as, if you're presenting yourself as a Kayin, then you're going up as a response to the Kriya, and then you have a problem of your Ayyudase. However, if you do not present yourself as a Kayin, or you don't claim to be a Kayin, then even though the Shliach Tzibus is Kayinim and you're walking up, he says, the halacha is that whoever is not really a Kayin, the Shliach Tzibus is not calling you. So if you present yourself as a Kayin, then you are responding to that kriya, then you're doing the mitzvah the way kahanim are mekayim it, then you're oyved aseh, if you're not a kohen. But if you're not a kohen, there's five kahanim in the shul, and so the kriya of kahanim is to them, and you're going up on your own, you're not presenting yourself as a kohen, in that case, you are not mevatel, you are not doing the mitzvah the way, you're not doing the bracha the way the kahanim doing it, since you do not do it as a response to the kriya, and therefore, the you're not even that say if you do it that way. So he says that's the pshat. So he says, in fact, if let's say they would call kohanim and you give a clap, there's no kohanim in shul, but I'm going to give a bracha, then he also wouldn't be even that say as long as you're not presenting yourself as a kohanim. That's how the Chassam Sefer explains the Rambam. He adds one thing which I don't really understand. He says that. In Shulchan Aruch, in his period of Shulchan Aruch, in Agnes of Shulchan Aruch, he adds, if you look on page Gimel, he says that the Yisrael ha'ayil l'duchin is not problematic because since, as the Rambam mentions, the Svar b'roi b'am hadras melech, therefore, it's like an inyan of hidden mitzvah. So it's very difficult to understand. If he doesn't have the mitzvah, l'chayr, how is his going up there? How is that enhancing the mitzvah at all? Right.
But it's
Rambam
if you're in your seat too.
Right. Same way, right. The Chayyim says Rambam. So in fact, the Hafla says, if you look on page Yudalid, he not coming to explain the Rambam, he's coming to argue the Rambam, but he wants to flip the Rambam's distinction the other way around. And he says, based on this idea, he says, Fakert, he says that the mitzvah of Kaisav Archu is not only on Kahanim, even though the Torah directs it towards the Kahanim, he says, really, there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim also. What's the mitzvah of the Yisraelim? The mitzvah of the Yisraelim is to accept the bracha, to be mizvarich mipia Kahanim. So he says, if you are a Kohen, and if you are a Yisrael, and you stay in your seat, you are mekayim the mitzvah of Kaisavarich as B'nai Yisrael, because you're being the B'nai Yisrael of the mitzvah. Right. So even though so you are enabling the mitzvah, and he says, and that's when the Torah told the Kohanim, do be mevarich the am. There's an implied mitzvah to the am to be mizbarich me'na Kohanim, and he says that's the mitzvah that you are being mevatel if you go up because you're giving up on your mitzvah mitzad a Yisroel. So he says. He says, so that would be a difference if you're the only person there. There's anyway no birchus kenim taking place. then you'd be allowed to go up. The only the only Isser is
the only Israel?
Right. It's the only Israelim there, and some for some reason they call out Kayanim and you go up, there's no Birchken taking place anyway, so you're not being mevatel any mitzvah. You might not be doing anything mitzvah either, but you're not being mevatel mitzvah, right? But at least you're not being mevatel mitzvah. It's only where there are Kahanim and you have the opportunity to be mizbarich and you're mitzvah to be mizbarich, that's your mevatel mitzvah. That's the Ramah and the Haflah and the Chassam Sefshat and the...
If there are no Yisraelim or there are other Yisraelim, makes no difference, because if you're, no, if you're the only Yisrael and you go up, they're kaidin, but you join them.
Oh.
And you're the only... You're mevatel
the Chassamah. Then you're mevatel the...
And then you have your brachal, whatever,
right,
the whole
right,
Hatala. But
right.
If there are five Yisraelim...
Right. There is a place where for many generations had only Kahanim. There's a whole shy of what you do about the Birch's Kahanim.
Usually another
yeah. So, so that is the Ramal's Mahalach. The Magen Avraham argues on the Ramah, and he wants to say, so first of all, he brings one pshat, he says, Mu'ed Yivitaisis, he would say, which is what the Marshal says, Taka, he says that Rabbi Yaisi, the Magen Avraham is on page Yud and Yudbeis, that Rabbi Yaisi actually went and didn't say the bracha, he just went up. Avada, when we say that the kain that the zar who's oil duchin is oiv basay, it's only if he actually says the bracha. Rav Yaisi just went up just to be shemel de vichaveiray.
He didn't say the bracha baruch Hashem. He didn't say bracha baruch
Hashem. He didn't say bracha either. It's just quiet. And in fact, the mesh chachma, if you look on page lamed aleph on the base, he also goes with this mahalach, and he says that Rav Yaisi, the chiddush of Rav Yaisi was that. You would think he was giving up the bracha, because the halacha is, if someone doesn't stand facing the kahanim, they lose out the bracha. Meshchachm doesn't go with the flaws chiddush, that you have a chiyut in mizbarich, you mevat to say, but the Gemara says, if you stand on the other side of the kahanim, you lose out the bracha. So he says that was the chiddush of Yesi. You would think that by going up, even if you're not doing anything, you're losing out the bracha, because you're not standing facing the kahanim. So he says that no, he says that there's halacha that the am shebesaldas, the people who can't come to shul, are included in Birchas Kayanim, even though they're not there. So he says Rabbi Yaisi felt that since he was doing it in order not to be Eivad the Vichaveyav, he was considered an oinus, and therefore he was like the am shebesaldas, and he was b'chal the bracha, even though he wasn't facing them.
Even though he was doing accomplishing nothing else.
Right.
By going up.
Right, he was accomplishing nothing, he wasn't doing anything. Right. So the Magen Avraham wants to say as follows, wants to say very... He says as follows, and this is really based on what we mentioned before, the question we had before, that L'chayra, what's the Asay? And the Chanami, there's an Isser of, there's a mitzvah of Kaisav Aruchu, and only the Kahanim have that mitzvah, that doesn't mean that there's an Isser Asay, just like we don't say there's an Isser Asay for Isha to do the mitzvah of, to do mitzvah Shishman Grom. So he says that in fact we find that there's a Machlekes Tanayim, if what the halacha is for an isha to do a mitzvah that she's not mitzvah in. The Gemara has a machlokes in the Erevin if nashim seimches is rishus or not. Nashim allow nashim are
mumoyt v'smicha. What would be an isser?
Oh, so that's the question.
It's a kium, it's not a chiyum. No?
So that's the question. So there are, so it's before from the Gemara that according to the Tana who hold that they shouldn't do it. We'll see in a second why not.
It says pop,
it
doesn't say us.
It's a, oh, but there is a Malashita who they're not supposed to do it. So the Magen Avraham says, let's follow, he says that machlaikis, whether Nashim Saimchis is Rishus or not, is a machlaikis Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Magen Avraham makes the following chesed. Rabbi Yaisi in Shabbos says that I went up, because Rabbi Yaisi holds any time you're not Mukhiv in a mitzvah, it's still Rishus. So he went up. And that's what he says, according to Rabbi Yaisi, he doesn't know what Isser there would be. The Gemara in Tzuvis is going in Shitas of Yehuda, and therefore, according to Yehuda, it's Takan Isser. That's the Chesh Magen Avraham makes. So the number of problems that the Acharinim raise with this, and one of the problems is what you just mentioned, which is as follows. The Rishayim have a Machloikis, what Takap Shat in the man, the Amru holds Dashim Sayyim are not allowed to be Sayyim. Why not? It's very nice, they're not Mitzvah. Why can't they be? So Rashi says that it's near Kemais Vala Mitzvahs. So Rashi seems to say that any time you're not Mechuyiv in a Mitzvah, if you go ahead and do it, you're either, at least the Derabbanan think about Taisif. So according to Shitas Rashi, that would make a lot of sense that we would say that just like for an Isha to do a Mitzvah Seishas on Grandma, according to Yehuda, is near Kemais Vala Mitzvahs, Huadin, for a Zar to say Birchas Kainim would be a near Kemais Vala
Mitzvahs. That are kiyumis and not achiyah. The person goes ahead and runs after somebody, give him a dollar, and I'm a chuyah to do that. I don't understand, how could that be an issa?
Well, yeah, here there's a mitzvah that this person doesn't have this mitzvah. The other pshat is, you have a chiyah to give tzedakah, your chiyah doesn't obligate you to find an inyan. Your chiyah is if an ani comes to you, right? It's a limitation to your chiyah. Here, the reason why the chiyah is not on you is because the Torah prompted you from the mitzvah. So therefore, that's how Rashi learns Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rashi, we would have you could start to discuss whether or not we could work out the Magen Avraham Kliya. The problem is that most Rishonim argue Rashi. And most Rishonim say that Nashim are permitted to do Mitzvah Seishas and Grama. The only time they're not permitted to do a Mitzvah that they're potter from are only those Mitzvahs that there's a specific reason not to do them if you're not Mechuyiv. So the examples are being Seimich on a behema of Kachim, that since it's like if you're not Mechuyiv, it's like you're using the carbon, you're putting your whole weight on it. So therefore, that's why Nashim are not allowed to be Seimich. The other example is Tefillin, that says Tefillin is Tzarknufnaki, and for Nashim it's harder. So therefore, they shouldn't wear Tefillin. But generally speaking, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Nashim are allowed to do a mitzvah they're not Mechuyiv. So the same thing should be here. As well, this is one of the Shara Melech times on the Magen Avraham. The same thing should be here as well, that the mitzvah of Birchas Kenim should be a Rishos for Yisrael, and therefore he argues on the Magen Avraham Pshat. Just want to add one interesting thing. Halacha L'maisa, many people Friday night or at other times bench the children. And the except nusach is Yisimcha Kim Tifrag Rasha, Yivrecha Shem Yishrecha is the nusach of Birchas Kayanim. So the question is, if you're not a Kayan, are you allowed to give that bracha to your children? So in fact, if you look on page Chaf Aleph, it's brought down Siddur Gro, that the Vulgayan, when he would give his children a bracha, would only put on one hand, because since in the mitzvah of Birchas Kainin, it's only with Nesias Kapayim, with both hands. So therefore, if you only do it with one hand, it's not doyma to the mitzvah, therefore it's not a problem. Is Lamaisa, there are other heterim. If you look in the Bialacha, on page Chav Dalin, so he brings down a number of other heterim. So one svar he says is, if you hold the mitzvah of Birchas Kavana, so since you're not doing it for Kavanah's mitzvah, that's not a problem. The other svar he brings down, which is is that Hayais, the Birchas Kainim is Bishas Tefillah. So when you don't do it Bishas Tefillah, it's not Birchas Kainim. The problem with that is, which the Bialach himself mentions, is that L'chayr, the din that Birchas Kainim has to be Bishas Tefillah, is only Drabbanim. Because Tefillah, according to most Rishonim, is only Drabbanim. So L'chayr, the din of Birchas Kainim being Bishas Tefillah, is only Drabbanim. That's what the Bialach says. So he says, perhaps still you can be Makel, because since Chazal and Masakin to do Bishas Tefillah, so the fact that you're doing Yishalei Bishas Tefillah shows that you're not doing Birchas Kainim. Lemaisa, there's the famous Yisayt from Chaim, it's a very Bekitzer in Chaim, but he brings it down for the name Bracha, brings down more Barichas. He says that even according to the Shitas that Tefillah is only Drabbanon, that means that the Chiyuv L'Hispalel is only Drabbanon. Avada, the Torah we find very often, there's a concept of tefillah in the Torah. So the concept of tefillah is the Eistik concept. The chiyuv to use it, to do it, is only Drabbanon. So therefore, he says that it could be that the din of Birchas Kainim Bishas Avada is Taka Deraisa, and therefore, not Bishas Avada, not Bishas Tefillah, would only be Birchas Kainim Drabbanon, and therefore, wouldn't be Birchas Kainim, and therefore, there would be no problem of giving your child shibracha even if you're not a kayin.
Shkoyach. What is the good enough?